All right, welcome back, Padres Social Hour. Very happy to be joined now by new Padres catcher, Derek Norris. First of all, welcome to San Diego.
Thank you. It's pretty beautiful down here. I've never really been to a city like this yet, so it's beautiful to me.
It's pretty unbelievable. Let's go back in the time machine a little bit. December 19th. It was a crazy day around baseball. It was a crazy day for the Padres. I imagine a crazy day for you, too. What was it like for you to be part of all of that? Because as fans or media, whatever, you know, we're watching it, we're talking about it, we're doing Twitter, the whole nine. It's actually your life, though. What was that day like for you?
Well, I had an opportunity to be part of kind of a crazy trade a few years back. I was in the Gio Gonzalez trade, but this one is a little more amplified. It's kind of the same aspect where you're bringing in a lot of players, but it's amplified to the point where you're bringing in some very talented, proven big leaguers onto one squad, and it's been pretty crazy. But it's an honor to be a part of it and to be a part of their plans to build something successful here in San Diego.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because I think there are trades and then there are trades, and like you said, this was part of something bigger. So as it was going on, I mean, you're following the hot stove a little bit. You know what other stuff is taking place. That's got to make it feel a little bit different.
You know, I was watching the winter meetings pretty closely. I think they said it's going to be one for the ages. So when someone comes out with that type of prediction, I mean, you're bound to watch and keep track of some things that, you know, may change the game of baseball for a long time.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's been a fun year for you. Obviously, the All-Star appearance this summer. What was that like, first All-Star selection?
You know, it was pretty hectic, but in a good way. You have so much stuff going on, especially in the town of Minneapolis, where they really throw on a good show because there's not a whole lot going on there in a lot of months because it's so cold. When they get something special to come to the city in that beautiful ballpark, it was very special, and I had an opportunity for my family to come up and experience it with me. And it was very, very fun to be a part of something like that, and all the best players in the game on one field at the same time. It was pretty special.
Kind of like the All-Star game, the postseason, something you got to experience this year as well. I imagine kind of like with both of those things, man, once you get a taste for it, you don't want to not have it ever again.
Right. And, you know, I was fortunate to be able to go to the postseason 3 years in a row, two being against the Tigers, and we all know how that turned out, and obviously the wild card game with Kansas City. I've gotten my taste of the champagne and the celebration, but to come up short all 3 years and be bounced in the first round also leaves kind of a sour taste. So with the team that we got and we're building here, we're hoping to kind of continue that and maybe go further.
What would you say to a guy in the clubhouse that's never had that postseason experience, never been through it? You know, one of those things that you can only know if you've been through it.
You know, probably not a whole lot. I'd say there's not a whole lot that you can say to someone just, you know, let's work, let's get to work, let's make the most out of our time in the spring and prep, and let's win some ball games, and you'll see for yourself.
It's fun to talk to you because you're going to be handling this pitching staff. It's a fun pitching staff. You know, we all went through it the last couple of years. This will be your first year here. What do you know about these guys coming in? And I imagine that's a big part of your job now, is getting to know these guys.
It's by far the most important part of my job, coming here and being the guy behind the plate. I'm hoping for the opportunity to be in there day in and day out and build these guys' trust. And fortunately, I've got a little head in with Tyson Ross. I caught him in 2012 with the A's. I had an opportunity to speak with Cashner a little bit. They seem very excited to be working with me and vice versa. I'm very excited. They're a highly talented group of guys. And I'm looking forward to seeing what the back in the rotation and meeting some of these relievers as well, to seeing what they have to offer.
What's the process like for a catcher to get to know, you know, a pitcher, whether it's a starter or a reliever? I mean, is it a film thing? Is it a sit down and talk thing? Probably a combination, I guess.
It's going to be a combination of a few things. Me getting in and watching video, if they want to join me and help the progress along a little bit. Catching their bullpens in the spring, obviously catching them into the spring and talking with them. If the guy likes to golf, I like to golf, you know, a couple rounds here and there throughout the spring too. I think that's a good way to get to know guys and not specifically just talk about baseball, but just to get to know them as a person and their personality and trying to lead on to some more success during the year.
All right, catcher Derek Norris is here. I asked for some Twitter questions for you, and unsurprisingly, they all came back about your beard, it seemed like. Not all of them, but a lot of them. A little trimmed now. I mean, it's there. What's the plan for the beard?
Well, you know, I wanted to look nice and spiffy, maybe surprise a few people here in San Diego, but I'm starting to lose a little on the top, so the mullet's probably going to stay gone. But the beard, stay a little bit more trimmed. It got a little itchy down the stretch last year, and it's going to be a little warmer here in San Diego than it does in the Bay. So, I mean, we'll have a nice little transition beard into a nice little full goatee this year, maybe. So.
Okay. All right. Well, you heard it here first. Maybe a goatee for Derek Norris. A lot of interest on the facial hair, man. Hey, great to meet you. Welcome to San Diego, and thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.